Missed anything on the show? Download the Christy and Podge podcast at hit.com.au or check out the Hit app.
Hit FM.
The end thing to do at the moment is follow celebrities and fitness gurus on Insta for inspo on at-home workouts. I've been doing that, and a bloke named Bobby Dazzler, he caught my eye. He caught my eye for more reasons than just his muscles, and he joins us this morning. Bobby, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me. How are you?
We're very well. Look, first things first, you're the guy that does all the actual hard work, I understand. You're the stunt man for a lot of celebrities.
No, I don't know about that. Those guys, the actors that I work with work very hard, especially Chris. So, but yes, I do all the stunts and the action. All the stunts that are a little bit too dangerous for those guys to do.
Now, with that, I know Tom Cruise does a lot of his own stunts, if not all of them. There are some actors that would be in that sort of same mindset where they want to do it all.
Exactly.
When they call you in, is it because the actor has said, I don't want to do it, or because the company said, we can't put you at risk? Like, how does it work there?
Well, I mean, I'm contractually with, I'm Chris Hemsworth's stunt double, so I've been with Chris now for 8 years. We've done, I think, maybe 12 movies together. So we've got a great relationship and a great understanding. And I mean, he's so athletic. He can do the stunts himself anyway, but it's kind of one of those where if it's quite a hairy stunt, if it's a, you know, falling off a roof or a car knockdown or whatever it may be, jumping through glass, getting set on fire, whatever it may be, that's when Chris will say, Bob, you jump in and do this, because if Chris was to pick up an injury by doing it, it's not that he can't do it, it's just if he picked up an injury by doing it, then it would mean the production would have to stop, and that obviously costs a lot of money. So it's a knock-on effect, whereas if I get injured, then we'll just get another Bobby Dazzler in.
Bobby, don't be like that.
I want to know that. Do you have a stunt double as a stunt double?
No, what we normally do is, depending on how busy and action-heavy the movie is, we would... You know, I'm with Chris, and then we might have another one or two, depending on what, you know, if it requires to have more. Generally, it's just me, but there will be a few more if it's really, really stunt heavy. So, you know, sometimes I'm with Chris on main unit, and then the other stunt double will be on second unit shooting some action or whatever it may be. So it just depends, really.
How many broken bones have you had? You must have broken nearly everything.
You know, I've just had major back surgery just over a year ago, so I've got now two titanium discs and 6 screws in my lower back, L4, L5, S1 level. And I snapped my groin off the bone, my adductor longus and rectus abdominis on Thor Ragnarok in Australia when we did that in 2016.
I wasn't prepared for that, sorry.
How do you snap your groin off the bone?
So the adductor longus and the rectus abdominis, which is basically... Your pelvis goes through the middle, and then it basically I ripped like 75% of the adductor longus off the bone, and then I actually slipped in the shower a week later and ripped the other 25% off. So yeah, it was pretty painful, but it's one of those. I didn't need an operation; it was just scar tissue that healed. So I was out for 11 weeks, but I came back strong after that. I mean, listen, it's part and parcel of the job. You pick up injuries here and there, like pop your knee out, you know, shoulder goes, broken thumbs, whatever it may be.
It's nothing to this guy, Christy.
He's a superhero.
It's just whatever.
But this is the thing that could stop any Joe Blow, Bobby, because if we had those kinds of injuries, we'd be like, that's it, I'm never doing fitness ever again. But you still do what you do for work as a stunt double, but then you do your own at-home workouts. You have your own fitness app and inspire other people. How do you keep that motivation going when you've been that injured?
I was a gymnast from the age of 4. I stopped competing for Great Britain when I was 17. So my whole life has been using my body as my tool to work. And it's kind of all I know. And I love it. I enjoy it. And it's always a big challenge, and it's a great buzz. And to come back from an injury that you sustain that's pretty bad, it's quite an achievement as well. So I always try and, you know, test myself and push the bar and try and push that action limit as far as we possibly can to get the best results. And I mean, Extraction is killing the numbers on Netflix, which is amazing. So Chris is great in it too.
Back to your at-home workouts. Your Instagram's great. You're very inspiring. And you've got a little helper, Taylor Ray, your daughter. How do you keep kids entertained when it comes to exercise? Because she looked like she was enjoying what she was doing with you.
Yeah, my little mate Taylor, bless her. She keeps me on my toes. I get the wife to film it all, and then me and Tay will go in the garden when the weather's good, because obviously, as you know, I'm from the UK, so it's not often we've got good weather. But when we do, we like to go in the garden and do a little bit of working out together. And I try and gear up and say, come on, girl, that's not the right technique. And she'll be like, oh, what are you talking about? So I have to show her. But she's so enthusiastic. She's got so much energy. And we have good fun. Sometimes she sits on my back while I do push-ups, or she'll be holding on to me and while I do bear crawls and she's on my back. So she enjoys to be taken around like I'm some like a sort of horse or something that you know, moving around, running around my garden with her on my back. But yeah, I mean, it's great. And, you know, we've got to try and keep, you know, the kids entertained as well. And kids' fitness is very important. You know, kids and you know, and children that are growing up to eat well and train and stay fit and stay motivated. I mean, it's good for everything. It's good for, you know, it's good for the health, and it's good for just for, especially in isolation with people's morale and trying to keep everyone happy and you know, keep busy and entertained. But it's not easy, but we do our best and she has a great time.
So look, if we want to work out with you, Bobby Dazzler, where can we find your fitness app?
Guys, just check out the Centre app. You can get it on App Store. Instagram, you can follow them on Instagram and follow all the programs on there. I've done lots of workouts that we do in the garden. So does Luke Zocchi, Chris, everyone. So check out the fitness app, Centre app on the App Store. And it's you've got everything you need on there, from fitness, nutrition, sleep visualization, meditation, yoga, everything you need.
Bobby Dazzler, thank you so much for taking the time out to chat
thank
with us. We know it's quite late there. And all the best for the lockdown. Hopefully the conditions ease soon.
You too, guys. Thanks very much. And anytime.
Catch up on anything you may have missed. Download the Christy and Budge podcast at hit.com.au or on the Hit app.
Hit FM.
Hit FM.